Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. House of Childhood by Natasha Benedisic. I would rest in a secret garden, watering my unsaid thoughts, for they had no other place since they were too much. Waiting for life to unfold like a flower before me, with unplanned moments, yearning to arrive where I belong. Little knowing that some people search for their purpose all their lives, constantly feeling they bloom in the wrong places, loving things that never loved them back. Growing pains were a certainty, that I was becoming an adult. Yet a part of me wanted to hang on to the zest for life a two-year-old holds. Childhood is like building a house. You will live in it for the rest of your life, unaware of how it will feel inside its walls, for construction felt so out of your control. I didn't want to be judged by my outside, but I rarely pulled up the blinds, always careful how much you could see from my windows, yet yearning for guests to come inside. I have learned that not everything built was put in the best place for me, so I've crashed my windows and broken down my walls. I have learned that nobody can teach you how your rooms and furniture should look like. Your inner kingdom is yours to mend, the only lesson being that it is possible. I have learned the only constant guest here is me, and this should be a safe and secure place to hold in peace all I've been and all that I'm becoming. Only after. Others will feel welcomed, too. Where will we get with the attack? Will the caged bird finally bend the metal? Or should it learn to pick the lock? Where will we get with the oppression? Will the princess be forced to use her hair, or be allowed to put on pants and climb her way down? Where will we get with the ego? Will the lion pounce at every chance and fail, or choose wisely, waiting for the pride? Where will we get with the hate? Will the fire burn and become all-consuming, or simmer, only enough to warm our hands, to cook a meal we can share? Where will we get if we go on like this? Where will we get if we don't stop and think? Where will we get if we don't take a look around? Where will we get? Where will we get? By Sophia Nierenberg. I want to escape this world and sit with somebody in a quiet place. Looking at the stars, imagine a new world. Drinking silence in a cup of coffee. The chaos-free, serene space. A cessation in this running world. Walking on green grass barefoot. Running wildly in green, loose space. Exploring myself in the woods. Reading books in a treehouse. Lit up the world with tiny stars of night. Oh, what a majestic view of dancing lights. Watching the dreamy aurora borealis. The magical moon nights. Different canvases of sunsets in the sky. And the cheerful sunrise. Flow of air through hair. Rustling of bushes. Crushing of dried leaves. The perfume of petrichor. Silence before a storm. Chirping of forbidden sparrows. Cucks of coal. The exploration of vast universes within each other. Although I'm chaotic, I want to escape the worldly chaos. I want to escape this world. By Libby Goyle. Love Letter to the Lesion in My Brain. By Aaron Zaro. Trigger warning for explicit language, illness, and mentions of death. Here's a secret. This thing in my brain, this mass of cells and tissue, it's not my friend. Is it going to grow? Is it going to kill me? Because I'll tell you now, the Grim Reaper will have to drag me, screaming the whole way, from my life. Because it is mine and I'm not fucking ready. Not fucking ready. I haven't turned 50 yet, damn it. That's too young, too. Yeah, too fucking young. I never believed a small clump of cells in my white matter would take me out. I always said I'd go out in a blaze of fire. And at the age of 90, right? But this little clump of cells might suck the life out of me. Keep me from collecting those beautiful moments of joy. The things that make life worth the infinite breaths every single day. The highs, the lows, the human experience. All of it. Human-shaped and filled with blood and held together with bone. But that blood, that's a reminder that I'm here. I'm still breathing. Something's moving through my veins and arteries, and I am not. I'm not. Grim Reaper's gotta wait. I can see him, scythe upraised, ready to yank my soul out. I'm not ready. I'm too young. I'm healthy. I refuse to go. I will scream for an eternity before I allow him to put one skeletal finger on me. Oh, did my rage reach you, sir, at the wrong time? I think you got the wrong chick. Check your records and fucking call back. Or better yet, don't. 'Cause I ain't answering. This phone line is no longer in service. I'll tell you another secret. I have a lesion in my brain. It might be cancer. But fucking hell, I'm not letting it take me. I'm too young to go. Too young to go. Too young to go. Tell Me, by Evita Arakelian. Tell me of a flavor I have forgotten, of a song I may have heard a stranger hum to her child in some store someday. Tell me a story I know, but end it differently, or stop right in the middle and say, more for later. Tell me about the bakery that will open near our home, on the 8th Street. Remind me of what it was you said when I left my seat to have a cry in the theater powder room. I didn't want little Nell to die. Tell me of all the silly things I do sometimes. Tell me a truth that tastes like chocolate. A lie I can save for April Fool's Day. Tell me anything before sunrise. I dream of a happy ending, perfect and unyielding. A quiet love so loud it's deafening. Where I would not ever have to question their affection. I'd be so sure of this love, anxiety would dissipate. One filled with faultless words of promise, burning with hope, a brilliant, irreplaceable light, matching mine, an almost planned, adventurous future that I could see in their eyes. Eventually, this ending will find me. By Elena Peacock. Cast Off, by Maggie Devers. The elephant seal sheds all the skin from her body once a year. Catastrophic molt, they call it. This is necessary because when she stops breathing for 2 hours, collapsing her lungs, diving deep, sometimes a mile, to feast on bioluminescent creatures in the ocean's depths, she pulls blood from her skin to her organs. She must keep her heart warm if she's to have any chance to survive. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.